Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Ignacio Sorricio on Stardust Radio. Stay tuned. And now we got to do the Spanish version. Wait, how do you say it in Spanish? Okay, gotcha. I'm just kidding. Para toda mi gente latina, hispana, esto es Stardust Radio. Acá Ignacio Sorricio, les mando un abrazo. Cuídense. Que Dios los bendiga. Chao.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Stardust Radio. Today is July 13, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne. Welcome back. Everyone in the chat room, you guests who are not registered to Blog Talk Radio, go register so you can participate in the chat. My guests are notorious for participating in the chat room. They always do. It doesn't mean they're going to do it tonight, but they're notorious for it. So it would be nice if you guys go register so you can participate with us. So Ket King and Minai Noji, two of the most underused actresses on General Hospital, are going to be joining me tonight. So I'm going to bring them on right now. Who do I have on the phone right here?
Well, this is Kent. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Kent, let me get Minai. I think this is her over here. Minai.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Joanne.
How's my girls?
Good. We're actually in the same house right now, talking from different rooms.
Why am I not surprised?
Minai was making me nervous. She was, like, scrambling to, like, get changed. I'm like, Minai, 38 seconds. Get down here.
Yeah. Just look out.
I'm not surprised. I'm so glad that you girls are back. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going great. We've been busy.
All right, I would hope so, because I know where I don't see you that often, unless somebody's having a baby or a breakdown.
Lainey's been on vacation.
Yeah, usually when someone uses that term, they've been on vacation, it usually means they're in the loony bin, not the doctor's on vacation that long. So she's having issues of her own.
Lainey's having a rich, full, satisfying sex life, I hope somewhere.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Her.
If only. Tell me, girls, what's going on? What's going on? You've got a new website coming out. You got your girls' night out coming out.
Mm-hmm. Fan club weekend. We are so excited to have another GNO. We're gonna have another party this year, and that's why we're here. We've been talking about it and planning it. We have so many little treats planned. We're very excited.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
What kind of surprise guests are we going to be having yet? You guys are famous for having people just show up.
Yeah.
Well, if we say it, then it's not a surprise.
Oh, well, I want to know. I'm not in California. I don't want to know after the fact. I want to know now. Give me one name.
Kent, why don't you give your one name? You know who I'm talking about?
Who, Kiko?
Or do you not want to give that person? What?
Ooh, wait, no. Who? A name that I haven't said before, you mean?
Yes.
Really?
No, we don't have to. Joanne's just making us.
She's putting the pressure on us.
I know.
I know we had a plan, and now you're, like, changing it up midstream.
Okay, no. Don't say anything.
Oh, we can. I don't care. My friend, right? Who I love so much.
Sure. Right.
Bergen! I'm so excited!
Alright, somebody's got some serious static going on, because I just totally missed who that was.
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. My good friend Bergen Williams is coming. She's a guest that we haven't announced her yet, and I'm so excited that she's coming to her event, because she's probably one of my favorite people and hysterical. So I think she's fantastic. I'm glad she's going to bring her energy to the party. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll have some men coming through.
Well, I'm sure Kiko will be there.
Kiko will be there and others, but we kind of like to just let them come in and surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what I
sometimes
mean?
Sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes we don't even know. Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Great.
Well, that's all right. That's the best way to have it is when you don't even know who's going to show up.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
Fun. Yeah.
So
sure.
Tell me, what have you guys been doing to keep yourself occupied whilst not on the screen?
Well, we've been working on a website together called minkonline.com,
mm-hmm.
and we're launching
okay.
it this weekend when Fan Club Weekend happens on Saturday, when the luncheon happens on Saturday. And we're just basically creating a website for a place to create a community to empower women. It's supposed to be a place where women can get together and just be big, be brave, be free is our, what do you call it, Ken? Our saying?
Our motto.
Our motto.
It's your motto. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
so go ahead, Ken, sorry.
No, it's just really great. I mean, we've gotten such a great experience from the show and the friends that we've made, and we've had a lot of adventures. And actually, kind of during this past year, we've been videoing a lot of events, like, you know, behind
right.
the scenes and hanging out. And, you know, we did a DVD last year, and we've continued this theme of facing our fears. So this is a place where you kind of want to share our adventure and, you know, all the content and all the video and all the stuff that we've shot over the year. And also encourage people to share their stories with us. You know, the great thing about the DVD is that it started such a wonderful conversation. You know, last year at Fan Club Weekend, we watched the DVD in a room with the fans, and it was so special because people could, you know, we could all relate to each other's stories, and that's what we want for the website.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of that going on with the women empowerment thing. Kiko's doing something like that himself now with the self-defense classes and all this other stuff he's got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be collaborating with anything like that?
I know that, you know, I told Kiko that I'd love to help him out. You know, I think it's wonderful because he's really, he's just got a beautiful spirit, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
we both share a self-defense background. So I think it's wonderful that he's sort of doing his own thing and his own approach to empowering women. And in any way I can support him, I will.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm sure somewhere down the line, I'm sure some way we'll be crossing paths because we're kind of going towards a similar goal, you know, end goal.
Right, right. Well, you know what? I have a question for Manai that I have to ask before I forget about it.
Okay.
The last time we spoke, you were telling me, or at least Kent told me, about your rickety old television. And now that everything went digital and everybody had to get converter boxes, did you get a converter box or did you actually break down and get a new TV?
I broke down and got a new TV. And
there you go.
it was a big step for me. I actually, after I got the new TV, I kept my old TV for about 3 weeks because I could not let it go. And when I finally did let it go, I did a little prayer, really, really sad. I'm like, goodbye, TV. Thank you so much for all the wonderful TV shows you've shown to me. And I love you. And I put it in the trash. How sad is that?
Oh, my God. I had to ask that. I said that was, like, hysterical to me about the fact that you had the bunny ear TV, that you kept it for so long. And I actually thought of you when they first announced that everything was going digital.
I know.
What
am I going to do? Yes. Yeah, and then Kent, in the meantime, was just, like, down my ear.
Down your back
saying,
about it.
Yeah.
But now you've totally kicked your game up because she's got, like, a big 42-inch flat screen, like,
Hello.
Gorgeous television. She's so,
Ooh.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Now who's chance to chance now?
Well,
You're
there
the
you go, man. You got me beat.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, well, that's all right.
Yeah, I still
Good.
Have my old pager that I haven't gotten rid of yet, but I don't use it anymore, so you know. Mm.
Okay,
and
well, that's all right. See, I had to get that cleared up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Kent bought me new hot rollers, so I don't use hot rollers from the 70s anymore either.
Okay,
no.
Very good.
I am
and very
time.
Encouraged. And she even said out loud, she's like, I think I'll get an ATM card because she doesn't have one.
So, but do you want to know something? I didn't have one until last year either. So
see?
I can't even say nothing about that.
Why not?
Didn't have one because, you know what, to me it does nothing but get you in trouble. It was like, okay, I have this here, and I can use it wherever I want. With a checkbook, it becomes more of a hassle to write a check, so you don't even bother doing it. And to me, it's like if I, after 10 o'clock at night, if I want something and I don't have my ATM card, I know I can't go spend that money.
Thank you, Joanne.
Well, how's it been in the year since you've gotten it?
I got into a little bit of trouble the first couple months, but, you know, but I mean, I've contained myself and, you know, it's all good now, but,
good.
It took a long time. It took a long time for me to get used to it. I never had one. The first time I ever did get one, I should say, I got myself into some real trouble, and I was just charging shit up left and right, like if I had the money there. And I was like, oh, it'll be there tomorrow. It'll be there next week. And then I walked into the bank, and I handed it to the lady. I said, take this from me now, please, before I get in any more trouble. And I handed
it
to them, and that was the last one that I had.
Oh, wait a minute. You gave it back?
Yeah, I gave it to them, and I made them put it through the shredder. I walked right back into the bank, and it was a Washington Mutual Bank, and I made them shred it because I didn't want to have nothing to do with it. And it wasn't until I left Florida and moved to New York. It's been exactly a year, really. The end of July, I moved back to New York. So that's when I got it, was July last year.
Wow. Well,
so,
that's good. At least you know what works best for you.
Yeah, now. So I can't even fault you on that, Manai.
Yeah,
so.
But I still think Manai, she's a little old, a little bit, you know. she's a little, you know, old-fashioned. Yes, I think she's got old ways. You know, like not letting go of the TV and.
Joanne, do you feel like Ken's not giving me enough props?
But you want to know something? Wait a minute. I have to say, though, some people just don't let go of that kind of stuff. And again, this is something that happened up here. I met a woman in line at the bank who was extremely annoyed that she had to keep standing in line to take money out because she refused to get an ATM card. This woman had everything. She didn't have, like, an old – remember those old passbooks that you used to get when you first opened up a bank account? She got mad at her bank because they stopped giving them out. So she continued on into, like, a composition book. And she told me she had thousands of these composition books. She was, like, in her 60s, late 60s, early 70s. And she continued with these composition books because she refused to do it their way.
Huh. Yeah.
Going paperless and all that other stuff. So,
Here's my only argument. I just think that sometimes you have to give things to yourself, right? Because it's good and it's kind. And I think it's a very cute, charming quality of Manai. But I just encourage her to say, you know what, it's okay. I can get the new TV because I deserve it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, and you're right. You're right, Kent. Manai, sometimes, you know, I mean, if I was in your shoes, Kent, I would have did the same thing if I would have saw the television. I would have done the same exact thing. I mean, you know what? You're making some money now, sweetie. Go buy a real television. You know, I would have done that.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
But, Joanne, don't you think after the person actually goes forward and does it, they should be like, good for you, and you know what? Don't worry about that ATM. You've come a long way.
You know, you're right about that, and I got to bring the motherly instinct in because it's like you got to give them praise, Kent. Otherwise, they're not going to let go of the next thing. It's all about powerful and letting them know that they're doing something well and they're getting a reward for it, and then let them take the other one in baby steps.
Yeah, right. Okay, I hear you.
Baby steps, that's all. Baby steps.
All right.
Baby steps. All
right. Okay, I hear you. No, I hear you.
All right.
Okay. And you know what? My best friend Linda's in the chat room, and she said, Joanne, don't forget about those other cards you gave me to hold. She's right. I had to give her cards just to so I wouldn't use them, and we ended up just getting rid of them all. So, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
That is bad.
It was. It was really bad. All right. So now, what kind of stories are you looking for your website? I mean, what are people going to – when you first launched this website, what is it going to entail? Powerful stories, sad stories, womanly stories, boyfriend stories, all that kind of good stuff? Is that what we're looking at?
It could be, you know, anything. We're going to have a section for fears where, you know, you do something that scares you, you put it on video, or you can write about it. And we're also just going to have a community section, you know, where we'll be talking about different things that we've been up to, what we're doing. And it's mm-hmm. open to talking about anything of what we're talking about or anything of any other, you know, people's experiences of that are inspiring or change or anything, really, to support growth and beauty mm-hmm. and love and empowerment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, as speaking of the fears, how are we doing on the fears? I know the last time we spoke, you did your penguin fear thing.
Yes.
And Kent, you had the fear of heights, correct?
Planes, airplanes.
Right.
Something out of, yeah.
You went skydiving, didn't you?
Yes, we went skydiving, right.
Oh.
So, yeah. Like, and, you know, we'll share that on our website.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have to move around the house. But can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. So, you know, we just all went and did trapeze recently.
Yes.
Oh.
and Manai is
horribly scary. Trapeze was scarier than skydiving for me.
Really?
Yes. Because you
okay.
go up a ladder. That's
yeah,
about,
you got to go up a ladder, but you're jumping out of a plane. How could that be scarier? I mean, at least you could try and hold on to the ladder.
When you're going up the ladder, you're going three stories high, and you're not harnessed to anything.
Okay.
There's no safety, anything. Not even a net under you. So if you you could get hurt. And then the thing with skydiving, it's a one-time thing. You go up, and then you jump. With trapeze, what you do is you go up, you do one thing. You go up and it gets harder. And progressively, you just got to keep climbing that ladder. It's so scary if you're afraid of heights. Just to go
up. I would never be able to do that.
Oh, it's so – I mean, there were moments when my eyes were watering because I was like, I don't know if I could do this.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. But she did it. She was incredible.
That's great.
She did great.
Yeah, it was very scary, but great. And, Kimberly was there as well, and she's, you know, she's a dancer and took gymnastics, so she was just amazing on it. And Kent was actually very, very good. She could, like, have a second job as, like, a trapeze artist or something.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, how come we don't have you? How come I don't have you on the, how come they don't have you on the stars thing that they're doing? That thing on ABC. Isn't it on ABC?
Oh,
those
circus thing?
No, it's not a circus thing. It's like a all-star athletes or something like that with all different television stars and some athletes and stuff like that. I don't know. You know, reality TV is just getting really ridiculous these days.
I'm just a lot.
Well, if they do another circus with the stars thing, you should do it then.
Oh, she would
maybe
amazed.
I should just run away with the circus.
I don't say that. Antonio Sabato Jr. did it.
In real life.
Yeah, he did Circus with the Stars last year, 2 years ago.
No, I remember. Yeah,
right.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Because I have really exceptional upper body strength, I think.
Kent likes to say that a lot to people.
Really?
Yeah,
see, mine weighs me down. I can't help that.
What, your upper body strength?
Oh, yeah. My upper body. You know, I think I got 30 pounds on each side.
Oh, stop. You have big boobs?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Can't love
you. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't. No, okay, wait. Let me address these people in the chat room. Are you guys having problems that you can't hear? You need to refresh your browsers because they're asking if you guys are still in the still talking. Yeah, they're still talking. Refresh your browsers. Clear your damn cookies, and you'll hear. If not, call 347-945-5423, and you can listen on the phone if you can hear, if you've got an issue. I had to download Firefox to get onto my own site tonight, so for whatever reason, Internet Explorer just wasn't working.
Mm.
I don't know.
Crazy technology.
I know, but we do have callers, and I know that they're dying to get to you, so let's go over here. We have area code 623. You're on the phone with the girls.
Hi, girls. It's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello, Miss. Hi, Miss Bell.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So,
I hear your voice.
I'm trying to think of a question, so... What was the last concert you went to?
Oh.
Britney Spears.
Did you
together
really?
Together or separate, Michelle?
Either way.
Okay, together we saw Britney Spears.
Yeah, we just saw Britney Spears. We went, it was so great. We got tickets like last second, same day, and we went to the Staples Center to see her. My first time seeing Britney. I felt like a tween. I was so excited.
It was a spontaneous thing. We went to lunch that day, and then Kent goes, Britney Spears doing, she's in concert in L.A. And I go, shut up. She goes, let's go. That was it.
Yeah, awesome. Off we went. Yeah.
She was, she's well-loved by the straight men, which surprised me. There were a lot of straight men that went. Isn't that interesting? Because you would think that straight men wouldn't go, hey, guys, let's go watch Britney.
No, not at all.
You want to know, I went to New Kids on the Block last night, and there was a lot of straight men there for them, too.
Really?
Interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So what was that like? That must have been so much fun.
It was awesome.
Oh.
Very awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
That seems
yeah.
like it
yeah.
would be great.
They still got it, huh?
They still have it.
Wow.
Definitely.
That would have been fun. I know a lot of their music. Did they sing, oh, oh, oh,
of course. Of course, that was the end. Yes.
Love it.
I was never a New Kids fan, really.
Me neither.
Whatever, Kent.
Me neither. Kent,
I
me neither. Aren't they like the old guys on the porch now?
Oh, burn.
No, you know, actually, they look really good. They're my age, though, so I can't call them old.
Right.
Well,
I'm older than they were before.
I don't necessarily mean that they're old in age. I mean, they're my age, too, but, you know, new kids
they're
on the block.
Okay, they're the experienced
yeah,
kids on the block
now, you know.
They're the veterans on the block. Nobody's listening to me.
I am.
No?
Again.
I hear you. Veterans on
okay.
the block.
Yeah. Did you have to change their name? Isn't that funny, guys? No?
That is
no.
That is funny.
Thanks.
That's very nice of you to say, Joanne.
That is very funny.
I didn't. I thought it was an okay joke, Kent.
I'm slapping my knee.
Hilarious.
No,
it's not funny. Sorry.
That's like an old person's joke.
I know. You know, I'm the king of corny bad jokes.
She just said a horrible joke the other day.
Tell me.
Which one?
Elephant.
Oh gosh. Oh yeah. Oh, this is a. Oh, okay.
Joanne, when you hear it, just laugh, okay?
Okay.
Because it's not that
okay,
funny.
Okay, listen.
Yep.
Okay. How do you catch an elephant?
How?
you dig a hole, and you fill it with ashes, and you surround it with peas. So when he goes to take a pee, you kick him in the ash hole.
Oh, my. That's what I thought that's what you're talking about. You hear that silence, Kent?
I hear laughter, actually. We know. I hear laughter. I heard silence first, then laughter.
That's something else.
It's more like the laughter is more like, oh, Kent, so sad.
It's not at the joke, it's more at me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's what
okay.
I got. Thank you, Beaver, all night.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, that was good. Let me see. I don't know where to go from that.
He doesn't even know what to say. He's speechless.
Yeah, I am. So, Michelle, did you want to ask any questions about your upcoming weekend? Because they know you're going to be there.
Of course I'm going to be there. I think you guys already addressed Girls' Night Out, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a party, and come and don't miss it because you're going to hear about it. And
just like last
year,
it was the event of the weekend last year. Everybody talked about it all weekend long.
Oh, it was
well,
great.
Mm-hmm.
So I just come and have fun, and just we just want everybody to participate and just have a good party. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah.
They entertain.
Okay.
They're very good at it.
Oh boy.
Well, they're gonna have to do one
in
New York.
I'm
not
sure now.
Do that again?
I'm sorry.
You're gonna have to do one in New York.
Oh, I know. New York would be so much fun.
I know.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In
I'm in New York, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, Megan Ward came to New York to do an event. You could
did
do
she?
One. Yeah. She did.
I know. People go. It's good. I mean, I'm sure it would be great. We'll see what happens.
Well, you're going to have to figure that out.
All right.
Let me go to another call, Michelle.
Yes, definitely.
I'll see you guys.
All right.
See you soon.
Bye.
Definitely.
Bye. Well,
bye,
Michelle.
Bye.
All right. We're going here to Tony from Chicago.
Hello there, ladies.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony from Chicago.
That's right. How you ladies doing tonight?
Well,
good.
How are
you? I'm good. I'm very good. And it's been almost a year since I last talked to you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, that was...
How quickly does a year pass, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, you know how you girls you do a DVD? You say you get a DVD with not only with also with Jason and Jason Thompson and Kimmy McCullough with you guys. What are the other things besides, you know, the penguins and what else, and skydiving? What else? And Transpizars, what else there was on the DVD that we not know about?
Hmm. Well, Kent did a segment where she was afraid of singing in public sober. She has
really?
A fear of, yeah, you know, she's a sister, and so she's supposed to be able to sing decently. And
no, that's the other one, too. Yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
Oh,
and so that was a fear of hers, so we did a little rehearsal, and then she sang sober at a place.
Okay.
Yeah. And she did a great job, but the problem is the song that we rehearsed with was not the song that was actually played. It was a different version, so it kind of knocked her off the tracks a bit. Yeah, but it was great. And there's another segment where she has a fear of pole dancing in public, so... We gave her a little bit of class on that, and but that was a to-be-continued one because she saw someone she knew.
And I freaked out. Yeah.
And
then,
Go ahead.
And then Minai had a very, very, it was so beautiful because she had a segment where she said, I love you to her father for the first time in years. And that was very intimate, you know, kind of fear, and very brave of her, I thought, to share that.
Oof, that one was the toughest one for me. Tougher than skydiving.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fears, remember I told you last year I had a fear about my fear of fireworks shows and all that?
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
What happened? Did you do something
with
it?
Yeah. Actually, it was two weeks after I talked to you guys. I was on Stardust. A friend of mine was getting some people together to go see the fireworks in Chicago on July 3rd, and at first I didn't want to go because I was kind of like, oh, whatever. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to be thinking about it before. But then I finally got the nerve. I finally got the courage to go, and I went.
Great. How was it? Did you enjoy it?
And I actually enjoyed it, yes.
Nice.
Oh, that's so good.
I enjoyed it. That was last year. And guess what? I went back again this year, too.
Be quiet. Now you can't get enough.
Yes, I can't get enough. I'm going up July 3rd.
Now.
Yeah, I'm going up July 3rd now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. You went the other way now. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really fantastic.
Yeah, I've now conquered at least one of my fears, but I still got others to deal with.
All right, so what would be next for you?
Thunder. Oh, thunderstorms. I can't stand them.
Oh, my God.
Really? I love them.
I don't want to be outside in a thunderstorm. That's what I'm afraid of. Getting afraid of getting hit by lightning, getting afraid of getting poured on rain, everything else. That's what I'm fear about. That's the next fear I got to conquer.
Wow.
That's kind of, I could see that where fireworks connects to that. It's the same,
yes,
like big sky, loud noise kind of thing that you don't like.
Absolutely.
And then getting electrocuted can't be fun.
Right.
No.
Let's never try it.
Let's never try to get hit by lightning, okay?
I promise. I have no intention of doing that. Trust
so why don't
me.
You do this? Why don't you go in a thunderstorm with a friend? The friend is holding a broom, right?
What?
Okay, so you go in a thunderstorm outside,
uh-huh,
and your friend is holding a broom. No, like a wooden stick, a big stick, right?
Okay.
So if you get electrocuted, that person will just hit you really hard with the stick, and then you'll be non-electrocuted after that. Does that make sense? Because wood doesn't
eat him.
You can't get electrocuted through wood. It has to be transferred through, you know, metal. Or,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are wooden umbrellas. I know there are wooden umbrellas these days, too.
No,
so.
Not.
I might
well,
go get
I'm
you.
Well, I'm going to help you on it, Tony. Some woman got struck by lightning over here through her windows in her house.
Really?
Was she killed?
What's that?
No, but she got struck by lightning, and her 3-year-old son called 911.
Oh,
wow!
Wow!
I'm not gonna help Tony out.
Well, you don't want me to lie, right? I can't be lying about it. I gotta tell you.
I believe you, Joanne. I believe you.
But
how about this
is the thing. What you guys have to understand, and as far as all fears go, whether you're afraid you're going to die or you're afraid you're going to do this, in my opinion, when you're ready to go and he wants to take you, you're gone. So it doesn't matter how afraid or how unafraid you are of whatever it is, if it's your time, you're gone regardless.
Yes, I agree.
Right.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
I think often, but the fears are about other things oftentimes, you know? Mm. Like my fear of being in a plane is
control-based.
It's about control and lack of it, right? So
mm-hmm.
I think whatever you're afraid of, you kind of have to walk into it in order to come out on the other side of it, you know? Because sometimes it's just about so much more.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Now, do you think it's funny about people who were never afraid of one thing, but then they grew a fear? I mean, I was never afraid of roller coasters, but you couldn't put me on one now.
Oh my
what,
God.
Did something happen to make you afraid?
No, not that I could ever remember. I took my kids to an amusement park last week for 4th of July, and my 8-year-old was going on these roller coasters that I was scared for. I was like, oh, my God, I can't let him on there. And my oldest son is like, just leave him alone already. And I let him go, but I was on the ground, like, gritting my teeth and biting my finger at this kid coming down from this roller coaster. I mean, I don't know. I can get on a plane and I could look off of the Empire State Building or the top of the Rock, but you can't put me on a roller coaster.
But you know what? There's something about, like, it's kind of like gymnasts when they're young. They can just go for everything and every flip possible. And then as they get older, fear sets in because reality is like, wait a minute. This is high, and why do I want to go this fast, and why am I flipping and 100 times before landing? You know, you start to kind of, I think reality sits in, and if you have kids, that adds to it, too, because you're like, wait a minute, my life also involves a child now, right? Maybe? I don't know.
I just know I can't do it.
I used to go on free fall. You know, free fall is this ride that goes all the way up, it goes out, and then it drops.
Yeah.
You know that ride? I used to be able to go on that. I was scared, but I used to be able to go on that. Now, when I was going up that, I was screaming, and I thought I was going to die, and I thought I urinated my panties. I didn't.
Holy.
Tony, I didn't. Tony, I didn't. I forgot Tony was on the phone still.
I know.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. You know, I haven't been on a roller coaster myself. I've been in amusement parks, but I haven't been on a roller coaster myself. So I know exactly how you feel.
Oh,
that was really funny. He was like, whoa, heyday, wait a
whoa,
second.
Whoa.
Wow.
No.
Hold on there.
Yes.
Whoa.
I am I just have to address a couple of issues. Wait a minute, Tony. We're having issues with the switchboard. I don't know what the problem is. The switchboard is down. People in the chat room cannot hear. While we're talking.
Refresh your pages, please.
No. It has nothing to do with that. I think it's Blog Talk themselves. I think it's their server. Because when people are trying to call in, it's saying that there's no show scheduled. So it's even though we're having a show, for whatever reason, it's not broadcasting live as a show. It's not streaming. It would be able to be downloaded as an archive. But while we're all talking, I'm chatting online with live help, and they're working on it. So I'm telling everybody to just call in. Even though I can't see their numbers, just call in so you guys can listen to the show. So that's what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
So that's that. I don't know what the deal is. I haven't had I know they just implemented a new chat room. You girls haven't seen it yet if you haven't been in the chat. They put a new chat room in and new switchboards and stuff like that. So,
there's been a few changes.
Bugs right now. So that's how that is going. Now, as far as reality TV, do you guys, any of you watch The Bachelorette?
I do. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, you didn't watch it today.
Oh, my God, I better shut up.
Tonight's not the finale.
Next week is the... Next week is the men's tell all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Already they're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I have to say I was a little disappointed. I was excited for her to be the Bachelorette, but I just was not really. I was disappointed.
So was I. I don't think this season was all that great.
Last season. Last season with that guy and then changing up his wife. Horrible.
Oh, I know.
Oh, maybe he's
gonna,
so mad.
They're going to be on next week.
Who's going to be on your show?
Molly and Jason are going to coming back on next week to talk and, about what they've been going through and all the BS that they've been going through because of what he did. Yeah. And the other guys are going to be coming back on. And I really hope to God that Jackass West comes on.
He's
that
horrible.
Creepy-ass country guy.
He's horrible.
He's a major ass.
I don't remember Jack.
No, Wes, from this season.
West.
Country star, country singer. I mean, that's why I'm like...
The two had a girlfriend. What's up with that?
He's horrible. But wait a minute.
Tony watching this too.
What's his name? They're still together, huh? From The Bachelor. The guy in...
Molly and
Jason.
Yeah, they're still together.
Yeah, they're still together. And Melissa, who he dumped, is now engaged to somebody else.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What's happening with that couple where the lady was abusing her husband? Or her.
Oh. Oh my gosh, that was the funniest. Well, not funny. It's kind of sad. The Bachelor, remember, he was like an older bachelor, and he got engaged to Mary Delgado, I think her name was. And she had originally been on another Bachelor show, and they were engaged. And at one of the reunion episodes, they were like, what's going on with the wedding? And it was a weird reaction. And then the next day, she got arrested for punching him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. The very next day, she got arrested for punching him in the face.
I think it was Jesse Palmer, I think it was.
No, not Jesse Palmer. It was an older bachelor. It was like the only time they skewed it a little bit older.
Oh, that Navy dude, I think. I think it was Andy, that Navy dude.
No, it wasn't Andy. It was the older guy. I don't remember his name, but it was the oldest bachelor they've had.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look that one up.
I mean,
is he a senior
citizen?
What?
Is he a senior citizen?
No.
Oh.
We will figure this all night.
Oh.
No, he's not a senior citizen.
No.
I'm wondering.
But they're always in their, like, 20s or 30s. This guy was probably in his 40s.
Like 40.
Or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant older.
No, just older, not older. Older, older, just older.
Yeah, like a yeah, I know what you're saying.
I got it. Yeah.
I have a message for you girls from Georgette in the chat room. She says to please tell Kent and Manai that I miss them, and I'm sorry, I will not be making it this year.
Oh no!
Yeah, she's not going this year.
Tell her she will be missed. I was looking forward to seeing her. So.
Well, she's actually one that can still hear you on the phone, even though I can't pick her up because I don't have a switchboard anymore. So she hears what you're saying. So,
hi, Georgia. We'll miss you.
And she says, I miss you too.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on with these people here. So, love you guys. Best time ever, she says.
No.
You know what I feel like we're having a seance right now. And, Joanne's the person transporting the messages.
Okay. Well, here's one for you. It says, kiss the boys for me.
Okay.
Oh, you know it.
Well, you know it. Of course. So let me ask you a question. Oh, wait a minute. Ask Kent if it will count as a funeral for me. What the hell does that mean? Kent if it is a seance, if it will count as a funeral for me. I have never been to a funeral.
Oh, Michelle. No, it doesn't count.
Okay. No, Michelle, it doesn't count.
No.
I have no idea what's happening right now.
Listen, Manai, I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
Well, I think we were talking about fears and different fears that people have and a fear of death. Michelle has never been to a funeral.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Right? I'm like, I think you should go to, I mean, not like you want the opportunity to come up.
Right.
But I was telling her, like, the next one that says, you should go. Like, don't
be scared of it.
Don't be scared. You have to look at it. You have to face it.
Yeah.
It's a part of life.
Yeah, true.
Georgette said she's never been to one either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I have.
Yeah,
I've had, yeah.
And,
well,
you know, and a lot of traditions, they'll have open caskets, too. So I've seen bodies and stuff, you know. I find it all very interesting, actually.
I wasn't allowed to go to funerals when I was younger, I guess. So I had a fear of it for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was an upper.
On that note.
Yeah.
Well, what was that? I missed that. What was that?
What?
Oh, I thought I just heard something. Okay. As far as funerals go, my family came from like a prominent church in New York. So, and my uncle was a politician. So. And every old person that died, he went to their funeral, and he used to make us go with him.
Mm. Oh, you went to a lot.
I went to a lot of funerals. I mean, of people that I did not know, and a lot of people that I did know.
So how do you feel about them, then?
I don't really have a feeling one way or the other, truthfully.
Yeah,
it's a form of closure. And, you know, it can be very depressing. And, you know, I mean, and that's just like the funeral is really what people have to understand. The funeral itself is just like a church service and a burial. You know, you're talking about a wake, too. We used to go to wakes where the bodies are laid out, and whether it's open casket or closed. And so, I mean, I've been to more than I can count. And, you know, when I'll tell you the scariest wake I ever went to, and it wasn't even a family member. It was for my father's boss's daughter. She had breast cancer, and at the time she passed away, she was 38 years old, and I was, I want to say, maybe 33 or 34.
Okay.
And at that time, I was going through chemotherapy treatments for my own cancer.
Oh my
God. When I went to her wake, every time I looked at my dad with her dad, I saw it in reverse, and I saw myself in the casket.
Whoa.
That's what I saw. So that was probably the scariest one that I've ever went to, but it was something that, you know, when you're diagnosed with something, whether it's a treatable cancer or an untreatable cancer, it's something that you have to always look at, well, you know what, this could be the end of me. And that's the way that I look. I don't always say, oh, well, let's look on the bright side. Things are going to get better, blah, blah, blah.
You look at everything.
I do. And I don't try and minimize it or maximize it. It is what it is, and when it's time to go, it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I agree with that one. When it is time to go, it's time to go.
Right. Yeah.
What you went through, though, wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did it for a long time, and this poor girl, she started off with breast cancer, and then she moved, it to, it metastasized to her whole body, and she went from, all these things. It went from the breast to the lungs to this to that, and it, attacked every organ possible, you know, so it was bad.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, so that was my thing.
Yeah, everyone.
With that, so, I don't. I'm trying to look at what this woman is writing to me. They're saying I never had a show scheduled. Well, how can you explain to me if I had no show scheduled that I'm having a show? That's what I want to know. Tell me that, Miss Blog Talk Lady.
Well, the transmission also sounds like you don't know about.
Blog Talk Lady.
I'm on the air, so tell me how I don't have a show. And now I went back into my account, and it's not there, so I don't know what the hell they did. So I just rescheduled it for 11 o'clock, so I want to see what happens at 11 o'clock, if it's going to let it go through. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't think it's going to. Well,
gosh.
Maybe not, you know. You just got to get lucky, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking, at least.
Yeah, at least
I know.
Talking.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
by the way, let me clarify a little thing about reality TV. The one you were talking about, the All-Star competition that you were talking about, that was called the Superstars.
The Superstars.
Superstars.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The reality show, I was saying that you should go do the...
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah,
that thing.
Right. It's a combination like the old Superstars. I used to watch when I was young. It was like only with athletes back then. Now this version has athletes and celebrities.
I see.
Hmm. And they're competing in sports events.
Yeah, they're competing in the events like that was in the original Superstars.
Okay.
You know, like the rowing competition, the swimming competition. they have one called diving off into the water thing. And, of course, the obstacle course. That's the most terrifying one of them all, the obstacle course.
Wow.
You know, it's so funny. I don't know if I would do a reality show, but I think games like that are really fun, you know?
Obstacle course and competition.
Stuff, I like that.
Yeah, well, we like competition, period.
I know.
We have a good time with
winning.
Games. Yeah.
Right.
Games and winning.
Yeah, we like to win.
But don't you agree that reality TV has just gone to another level? I mean, it seems like whether it's because it's the cheaper way to do it, because even SoapNet is doing reality TV. The Louisville, what is it? The Kentucky Louisville.
Kentucky Bell.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, all right, you know what? Okay, that's fine. Now they got another one called A Holiday, where Holiday is. Where it's kind of a play on that movie with Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz, where you switch places, and you know, you date people in each city, you know, in different cities to try. But that's on SoapNet too. Then ABC has this other one that is so stupid. I have to watch it just because it's so stupid to see what they're supposed to do. It's another dating one, and it's where you date in the dark. They put these.
I saw that.
Oh, Dating in the Dark.
What is the purpose of that?
Dating in the Dark.
The purpose of that?
Being in Dark and Magic, that premieres in 2 weeks.
It's literally a blind date, right?
Yeah, where it's not based on looks. It's just based on, I guess, the conversation or something.
Right, and then they kind of, like, put people out there and flash a light on them. You're like, well, did I just make out with Shrek? You know, and then they... That's what the girl... I was like, wow.
Quite possibly you would.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know what's terrible is... I mean, I do agree. I think it's crazy, and I think there's a lot of horrible shows. I watch so much reality, and I'm an actor, and, like, you know, I see how we have a lack of shows, but it's so weird. I watch so much of that stuff.
That's all that's on.
Yeah.
That's really all that's on. There's nothing else on.
I'm like down to one scripted show now almost. I think Gossip Girl I watch, and that's it right now. How sad is that?
Sad.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'll sit and watch the Food Network shows, Who Wants to Be the Chef and all this and that,
before
I actually sit and watch a scripted show, because some of them are just so stupid. The only one that I really kind of got into this season was Castle with Seamus Dever.
Hmm. I don't know.
And Nathan Fillion.
Do you remember Seamus, Kent?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Seamus. That's fun. Okay.
Yeah. So he just did one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so he just did one, and I think really that's the only script show that I've really been watching.
Isn't that insane? I know. It's just, so many of the shows just aren't good, or they don't hold me. I remember a couple seasons ago, I watched everything that launched. I was just wanting to track everything. That's like when Ionic Woman came out, and I don't know, all these new shows, and I just watched them fade left and right.
Right.
Oh, and you know what else I really liked? And, God, it started strong. The Terminator one.
The Chronicles of
Sarah
Connor.
Yeah, first season. I loved it. But I read an interesting article where they were talking about how budget affects story, how they had to cut back budget-wise, so they couldn't do a lot of the action stuff, and it had to change kind of what the show was about and make it a little more relationship-y and talky, and that lost, and then it lost what was really the greatness of the show.
The story, basically, what you're talking about, and that's the action, that what, yeah, and it got kind of, conversation, and all this romance. Say with Summer Glau's character trying to get up with John Connor. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wants to see that?
And then, I know. It's just like, So I lost that show after that,
There's not much out there anymore, sorry to say, I mean, even Law and Order is getting a little mundane. How many times can you watch...
I don't know how people do it. Yeah.
How much can you really watch? But you know what I did see that is just coming out, and I have to say I'm very excited about it, is I recently started watching repeats of NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
And just for lack of the fact that there was nothing on TV, so I was watching repeats of that. But I saw LL Cool J on The View, and him... And, I can't think of who it is right
Chris
now.
Chris O'Donnell.
Are doing another spinoff of NCIS. Now, not just for anything. I'm just going to watch it because LL Cool J's on it. But that I can do. But so I'll definitely watch that one.
Right.
But see what happens with it. But I think it's supposed to come out this fall.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be out this fall. I hear the date. It's going to be here in September, sometime in September, and the show is called NCIS Los Angeles.
Oh, it's LA.
Right. It's going to be based out in LA.
All these crazy spinoffs, though.
Yeah, they are, and they're trying to follow in the footsteps of the Law & Order franchises. That's what it is. I mean, as crazy as there are so many Law & Orders, they're still increasingly popular. I loved them in the beginning, and I can watch them if there's nothing else on TV, but I kind of narrowed myself down to maybe one or two here and there. But even NBC
right.
doesn't air them all. They air them on USA or TNT or you know, on one of these offbeat, you know, cable channels or something like that. So
Well, they canceled the principal show, but the SPCU show is still going to be running on NBC this fall.
Oh, okay. Well, Mariska Hargitay. Right. Well, okay. Let me get to quickly, Tony. Hang on. I want to know what's going on with you guys in General Hospital. I mean, okay, you got. I don't even know if Claudia is still pregnant because honestly, I have to be honest and say I honestly haven't really been watching because it's just getting so ridiculous for me that I honestly just can't sit through it. It's like a bad mob show, and. You know, it's like I go through it and skim and see if anything's changed. If I can, you know, depict the storyline before the hour is up, then I know I don't have to watch it. And that's pretty much what it's been like for me lately. So what's going on with you guys?
You mean on the show?
Yeah, what's going on with you and your characters? I mean, are you recurring? Or are you going to have any scenes coming up? Or?
Well, I know she has.
I've been working.
Yeah, I'm going to be having a good amount coming up.
Okay.
Without giving away too much, I guess that gives away a little bit. But, yes, there's going to be some activity in the hospital.
Okay, well, the point is to know that we know that you're going to be on the screen because, you know, a lot of people don't watch unless they know that you're going to be there. You know, I mean, you have a lot of people that only go through YouTube clips.
Right.
And, you know, just to see who they want to see, which doesn't
right.
help the ratings at all, but General mm-hmm. Hospital has been declining in the ratings pretty badly lately. And, yeah, it's they've been going downhill weekly. So everybody wants to see their favorites come back on you and Kent and, you know, just bring some story back, you know, and not so much of the violence,
I didn't see it, but Manai told me there were some cute karaoke scenes or something, right?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I saw that today with Patrick and Robin. Those were cute.
Yeah,
that's
I think
really
people
cute.
Like stuff like that, right?
And Maxie and Lulu and Rebecca,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, and then Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny.
Oh, see, I didn't see those yet, but, yeah, I saw the Patrick and Robin ones.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Patrick and Robin ones, which are cute. But there's actually a campaign that started by, like, these message boards, the skateboard, they call them, Carly and Jack's message boards, and to bring back integrity to General Hospital. And they started writing letters, and they mailed out over 12,000 postcards in the month of June.
Wow.
To the studio, to Brian Franz, and you know, and to Bob Guza, and you know, to hopefully that because they noticed that you know GH did not get that Emmy nom for the best show this year, that there might be some changes, you know, and they send me their press releases one a week, and I post them on my website just for them. And I mean, it doesn't mean I agree with anything that they say, but, you know, it is what it is. I really don't watch unless, you know, I catch it and I can go through it. But these people that started this campaign are completely and utterly ridiculously diehard people. And they love their General Hospital and they want it back, I guess you could say. You know, more to do with the hospital and less to do with the guns.
Oh, I see.
Right. I was wondering, I was like, what is exactly that they would like to see? And
yeah, more to do with the hospital, more love in the afternoon, and a little bit less of the guns. You know, they're tired of seeing the kids get a little, you know, first it started with Michael getting shot in the head, and now you got Michael coming back and hating his mother, and then you get Morgan
mm-hmm.
involved, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
it just becomes too familiar with children. You know, and I think that's pretty much what it is. And what one of the women said was it was degrading to women is how they're always promoting and this is her words, sleazy women and not powerful, respectful women like Kate and Alexis and Diane. And you just have these other women that are on there that are just ready to spread eagle and trash talk and this, that, and the other thing, you know. So that's what they want to see.
I see.
Well, I think it's great when people speak up for what they want on their show. I mean, that's how, you know, I think it's the only way you kind of make it, you have to make your voice known. I think it's great.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Well, guys, our hour is just about up. And
you are always so much fun. Thank you.
You know what? I can't wait to actually meet you girls one day. We're definitely going to have to do something next time you're in New York. You just have to call me. And even if it's not like an official girls' night out, we're just going to have to do a girls' night out.
That would be fun.
I
love that.
I'd definitely do that with you. So everybody, make sure, I'm sure there's still time to get tickets to your girls' night out event if you're going to be in the Los Angeles area this weekend for the TH Fan Club weekend.
You can go to minkonline.com to
minkonline.com, and you'll get all the ticket information. And I want details when you all come back from TH Fan Club weekend. Kent and I, it's been a pleasure as always.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend and have fun at your event.
Thank you, Joanne.
Have fun.
Bye.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
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 Bye.